Real, just sort of a sense of happiness, but also almost relief, you know, and scoring that goal. And he had a really good game. He played hard and played well, and good for him.
Shane Hanna and Tyler Hannon get the assist. 2:29 of the overtime. The Huskies win it, and they get the sweep on the weekend. 3-2 the final there. 3,337.
Great crowd, Dirk. Yeah. Great crowd. Unbelievable crowd. I mean, they were into the game, and it was a tight, hard-fought game, but just an absolutely fantastic crowd on Saturday night. And we're going to need that against Northern Michigan, too. I mean, that's, you know, they're coming here with a lot on the line. And that's the beauty of our league, I think, is two teams don't make the playoffs, all of a sudden every game becomes so important, and then now you have the home ice factor, and then now you have, you know, three teams playing, have a chance for, that's crazy. Three teams have a chance to win the McNaughton Cup with two games to go. I mean, I don't know if I've, you know, last year was between us and Minnesota State. I don't think BG was quite in it, and so, you know, it just makes for a lot of intrigue, but a lot of good hockey, entertaining hockey, hard fought. So we're in for another whale of a weekend this weekend.
So both Minnesota State and Bowling Green win their games over the weekend. Yeah. So everything stays the same in the top three. Now we're just down to the last couple of games. Still have a shot at the McNaughton Cup, which is great. And Northern Michigan hanging on right now to that final home playoff spot, 1 point ahead of Ferris State.
Well, and so they've got a lot on the line. Yeah. They want to play at home. They, you know, here, this could be the biggest discrepancy in rinks that I've ever seen, you know, because Northern's got that big, huge Olympic rink. Ferris has the, you know, this tiny, low roof, low ceiling. Seems like you're on half a rink. So, you know, you're either going to, I think it's a huge advantage for Ferris and their rink, and I think it's a huge advantage for Northern and their rink. So they're both playing to try to get that huge advantage in the first round, which is going to be a heck of a series. I don't think anybody can catch those two teams. So maybe someone can catch Ferris. But
yeah, Bemidji could catch Ferris.
Bemidji could, but I think those
two teams.
It's likely
between those two
teams. Yeah, it's likely between those two teams. But you never know. Yeah, I mean, hey, we've been surprised before. So, but yeah, it's going to be a heck of a series with Northern. We're looking forward to it. We had two good games early in the year. It seems like forever ago. I can't even remember those games. So, but it's going to be one heck of a weekend. And we put ourselves in good position. We've got something to play for, too.
All right, we'll be back with your questions and more on the upcoming weekend against Northern Michigan. It's all part of the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93.
Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in the Scott Hotel building in Hancock invites everyone in to try their new menu. Several new and tasty fresh Mexican and American foods. Don't forget about Habanero's Margarita Monday through Saturday, 2 till 7, and all day Sunday, including other great drink specials, along with $1 off your favorite appetizers, along with their famous homemade tableside guacamole. Don't forget to celebrate your birthday at Habanero's with a complimentary meal. Some restrictions apply. Ask your server for details.
Budweiser presents an important message about friendship.
You and me, we were made for love. A lifetime is not long enough to show you what you mean to me. Ooh, I'll be waiting here for you when you come home.
I'll see you later, buddy.
Budweiser knows your friends are counting on you. So, we want you to remember to make a plan to make it home every time you go out. Do whatever it takes to get home safely. Call a friend, arrange for a cab, or designate a driver. Because friends are waiting.
Hey, I'm sorry. I decided I shouldn't drive home last night. I stayed at Dave's.
Ooh, when you come home,
I'm back. Yeah, I'm back.
This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and the Memorial Union on the Michigan Tech Campus and University Images, located in the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena, your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs. Plus, you can ship your packages right from either store for out-of-town family and friends. Stop at the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images, where the public is always welcome, or shop online at bookstore.mtu.edu for all your Michigan Tech Huskies apparel and souvenirs.
Oh, this hour going by very quick, as it always does, the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. Coach, let's get to some of our questions. And the first question for you today is, with the Northern Michigan series coming up this weekend, do you prefer the home-and-home format, or would you prefer to play them both in one rink?
Well, that's a good question. I really haven't given them much thought, but I think I prefer the home-and-home. You get a chance to see them, you know, sometime earlier in the year and a chance later in the year in your building. And I think that's good. I think it splits it up. It's good for both schools to get a home game against their rival early and then one later on. And that's the way our league does it. So, you know, I wouldn't want to be going in there for two games right now this time of year with everything on the line. So, no, I like it the way it is. I don't think there's any advantage for one team or the other. You know, they've got to come over here Friday and then they got to leave right after the game and go home, and we got to bust down there Saturday. So,
do you have a preference of which game you want at home on the weekend, Friday or Saturday?
I don't think so.
No,
I really don't think so. Sometimes you want to get in their building and you're fresh and try and beat them. And then if you can do that, then you're coming home. You know, you got the back end at home. So I don't know, but it just, you got to go play. And I think we've won and lost in all situations to them. So you throw the records out and you just play.
Next question, Coach. They're talking about a Detroit Free Press article that ran last week about the increased cost for travel for the WCHA and the NCHC schools,
right,
with the realignment. And this listener is wondering if you have any thoughts of the both leagues coming together with two divisions, having 10 teams in each division, obviously throwing in Arizona State and getting I'm trying to get my thoughts together, Notre Dame.
Sure.
Back in the mix, so you have 10 teams in two divisions of one conference. Any thought on that?
Well, it makes sense. I mean, it really makes common sense to do that, just from a financial standpoint, both from a travel standpoint, the wear and tear on your student athletes, some rivalries that are there or have been there already. You know, for us, to Duluth is one of the closest teams to us, to 4 hours away, 3.5. We're not us not to be in the same league. It's crazy a little bit. You know, for Bowling Green to be right in the same conference in the MAC in all other sports and be right there, you know, with Miami of Ohio and Western Michigan, and they're not in the same league. It's you know, they've commented on it. There's, you know, teams within 6 hours, 4 hours of them, and you know, they're going all over the place to play. So I think, you know, my opinion on it, when everything went down initially and the Big Ten was going to play, it was just a mad scramble. And we had some people in certain spots that thought one league or get certain teams in a league and that would be better. And I don't think it's panned out that way. I read a great article about the Big Ten and how their fans in Minnesota still, I mean, they had Michigan in there Thursday and they were, you know, not a very big crowd, and I don't care what night it is. I mean, that was for first place.
I know.
You know, it was not great, and they've talked about their declining attendance and revenues, and travel costs are up for them also. You know, it's the Big Ten's a Big Ten. They're not going to change. But I think the other schools, you know, I don't think it's all done. I think initially everybody sort of grabbed on and gravitated to one league or the other, and now I think there's going to be a little bit more after, you know, 3, 4, 5 years of play in a league and see how things go. There might be some movement. So, but it's not, the premise is pretty good of trying to do something like that. But will it ever happen? I don't know.
This is more of a comment, Coach, but this past weekend, the entire Huskies team made time between two very important games to sign a Get Well poster that was brought to the MAC for a special fan that was getting surgery.
Yes.
Timmy, so this they wanted to say thank you to you and to the team for doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, I thank Tim. Timmy sent me a nice email, actually, just talking about how he was going in and wasn't going to be able to be there this weekend. And that was, you know, here he's got more important things going on to other than sending me an email, you know. But I really appreciate that. And that goes to show you how passionate some of our fans. And Timmy, thank you very much. And I'm glad. Hopefully the wins, you know, make you feel a little bit better. And hopefully the surgery went well and, you know, speedy recovery. And hopefully you'll see, if not this weekend, but for the playoffs. I got a good question, and I'd like we got to give something out somehow, Dirk, on this question. When was the last time that Michigan Tech hosted back-to-back playoff series? When was the last time that Michigan Tech hockey actually had back-to-back playoff series? So,
yeah.
You know, this is – I don't know. I don't know the answer. So someone's going to have to look it up or
tickets are available, I think, for those games. Are they?
Yeah, so you want me to give two tickets to Friday's game?
Well – I guess we could do that.
Why don't we do that? But
right.
I don't know the answer, though, so I don't know how I'm going to come up with the right answer. So
where's Zach Friedley when we need him, right?
Yeah, so we'll take that out. And if someone wants to call in and tell us when was the last time that Michigan Tech played in back-to-back home playoff series.
Next question, Coach, the NFC.